Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
God is still on the throne and prayer changes things.
That's right.
For those of you that are familiar with my writings or anything, normally I pick a topic and then I do a whole bunch of scriptures on it. But this morning, I'm doing everything different. I only have one scripture and it's not what I would call the opening scripture. What I have this morning, I'm going to refer to as the opening message. And in case I miss my point, my whole point in what I'm sharing this morning is words of encouragement. I just felt all week I was kept encouragement. So I'm going to start with a little story I found in my files. I'm calling this message this morning Clay Balls. And the second part of it is, it's what's inside that counts. So if you don't remember anything else, it's what's inside that counts. You're going to hear me say that a lot this morning. A man was exploring caves by the seashore. In one of the caves, he found a canvas bag with a bunch of hardened clay balls in it. It was like someone had rolled clay balls and left them out in the sun to bake. They didn't look like much, but they intrigued the man. So he took the bag out of the cave with him. As he strolled along the beach, he would throw a clay ball one at a time, just as far as he could out into the ocean. He thought little of it until he dropped one of the clay balls and it cracked open on a rock. And inside was a beautiful, precious stone. He got all excited. And the man started breaking open the remaining clay balls he had. Each contained a similar treasure. He found thousands of dollars worth of jewels in the 20 or so clay balls that he had left. And then it struck him. He had been on the beach for a long time, and he had thrown more than 50 or 60 of the clay balls with their hidden treasures into the ocean waves. Instead of thousands of dollars of treasures that he could have taken home, he could have taken home tens of thousands, but he had just thrown them away. It's like that with people. We look at someone, maybe even ourselves, and we see the external clay vessel. It doesn't look like much from the outside, and it isn't always beautiful or sparkling. So we discount it. We see that person as less than important than someone more beautiful or stylish or well-known or wealthy. But we have not taken the time to find the treasure hidden inside that person. There is a treasure in each one of us. If we take the time to get to know that person, and if we ask God to show us that person the way he sees them, then the clay begins to peel away and the brilliant gem begins to shine forth. May we not come to the end of our lives and find out that we have thrown away fortune in friendships because the gems were hidden in bits of clay. May we see the people in our world as God sees them. I've heard preachers say that we should always look forward and never look backwards. And they always cite the story of Lot's wife when she turned to a pillar of salt when she looked backwards. But she looked backwards with Sodom in her heart and she didn't want to leave Sodom. However, I think looking back can be very beneficial when it's done in the right manner, in the right context. On the other hand, we can find courage and renewed strength to keep pressing forward when we look at where God brought us from to where we are now and do it with a heart of gratitude. We so easily forget. And sometimes we take for granted what God has done in our lives and in the lives of those around us in the here and now. Oops. This is a reminder of God's life-changing miracles today in the here and now. We all know Luke 15, the story of the prodigal son. But I've elected this morning to reflect upon the story of our lost sons and daughters of the 20th and the 21st century. As I look around this room, I see many gems that were once clay balls and some who were prodigals. Some of them were thrown into the sea by thoughtless, careless humans. But by God's grace, they washed up on the beach where the clay melted away. Others were smashed against rocks to remove the clay. And still others experienced the removal of clay with one layer at a time, like peeling an onion. I think everybody in this room, in one way or the other, could relate to that. But for all of us, it was slow and it was a painful process. It didn't happen necessarily instantly. But what an awesome testimony to the life-changing power of God. My whole point this morning is to remind us of God's life-changing power for the clay balls and for the prodigals of the 20th century, which I'm referring to most of us in this room. And in so doing, I lost my place. What an awesome testimony to the life-changing power of God. And my point this morning is to remind us of God's life-changing power for the clay balls and the prodigals of the 20th century. And in so doing, encourage all of us that God can and he will do the same for our sons and daughters in the 21st century. Amen. The treasure is there, but it may be hidden in clay. May we learn to see them as God sees them and always keep the faith, keep praying, and trust God to remove the clay in his time and his way. In the 27th chapter of Psalms, verse 14, it is said, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." I'll give you some examples about waiting on the Lord. Joseph waited 13 years. Abraham waited 25 years. Moses waited 40 years. And yes, even Jesus waited 30 years. So if God is making you wait, you're in good company. Wait, I say, on the Lord. However, at the same time, I will say, waiting on God is not always easy. But the end result is oh so glorious. We never know when, where, how, or who God uses to bring his prodigals into the fold. Sometimes it's in the most unlikely place, by the most unlikely person, and by the most unlikely way. But one thing we know for sure, God is faithful and he will do what he promised.
Yes, he does.
But another aspect of these stories about the prodigal son in Luke 15 are us prodigal children in the 20th century. Both lads were totally clueless as to the anguish, pain, and heartbreak the dad and mom felt. Words cannot adequately describe the heartbreak that parents experience when their child is caught in the trap of Satan's pigpen. It can be an overwhelming feeling at times of helplessness and hopelessness. But I know from personal experience, because once I was a clueless prodigal son, and now I am the parent of a clueless prodigal son. This is one more reason in my own feeble way why I'm endeavoring to bring words of life and hope to all of us this morning. By glancing backwards at what God has already done in the lives of the young lads of yesteryear, and to remind all of us that God can and will do in the lives of the young lads of this year and this generation. The key is pray, pray, pray. Pray for them, but also they need words and actions of encouragement. They need words and actions of encouragement. As do the parents of the prodigals. The longer I live, the more I'm convinced that it's important to pray, but also to encourage each other. For us clay balls or prodigals, someone planted the seed of prayer in our lives. Another watered the words of encouragement to us. Still another cultivated us with scripture teachings. And then, at long last, God gave the increase. There is still hope for our young prodigals and clay balls of today. We must remember God sees the heart, and it's what's in the heart that counts. Now, some of you may or may not know, I kind of like poetry. I just happened to be lucky enough to find this in my files, and it fits for today. My Aunt Lorna, who is now with Jesus, wrote this poem in 1995. Guess what the title is? It's What's Inside That Counts. Yeah. The tiny black seed down in the ground does not move or make a sound, but from its heart a beautiful flower comes forth to bless after springtime showers. It's what's inside that counts. The little round acorn with its funny cap has in its heart, now taking a nap, a treasure that only our God can see. For one day it will be a mighty tree. It's what's inside that counts. The king in his palace with his royal crown will wear a smile or maybe a frown. But God alone can see deep inside and know what secret his heart may hide. It's what's inside that counts. A homeless beggar there on the street, with hands so soiled and clothes far from neat. He may have a heart that is gentle and kind, and long to be freed from Satan's bind. It's what's inside that counts. A man tends to reject what's scarred and ugly, and approve only of the handsome and the lovely. But God looks beyond all that we can see. And he said, it's the heart that holds the key, because it's what's inside that counts. Not much of an encore for that one, but here's a poem that I wrote in 1999. Probably something going on in my life at that time. When I was down, Jesus stood up for me. He exposed the religious leaders' hypocrisy. In anger, they nailed him to a tree, and now by faith in one who died for me, I shall live for all eternity. I was bound by sin. I was unable to get free. Then Jesus broke my chains of iniquity when he shed his own blood on Calvary. On that old rugged cross, Jesus gained the victory. Cleansed my sin, my shame, and so now I can live for eternity with the one who died for me. And I will wrap this up with the words, it's actually the words of a song, and no, I'm not going to sing it. But I think it speaks a lot to words of encouragement for us, and probably most of you know this song. Don't give up on the brink of a miracle. Don't give in. God is still on the throne. Don't give up on the brink of a miracle. Don't give up. remember, you're not alone. When Satan would have you look at the trials of life that surround you, and he tries to appear and brings doubt and fear all around you, don't look with your eyes or listen with your ear. Just cry out to God, because he's always near. In your darkest hour, your miracle is near. For the devil is a thief, and he sends those troubles to confound you. He lies and says, this time there's no way you can find to make it through. But remember, God's true word. The battle is the Lord's. Don't give in to fear. Think of things that are pure and praise the Lord. Your miracle is near. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.